I am Carrie O'Connor, and welcome to the Carrie O'Connor Show, the guest talk show host of the Dr. Pat Show. And this is the talk show where I share with you the wisdom and the insights that I receive through my intuitive, multidimensional, and clairvoyant vision. Sounds very fancy, doesn't it? My show focuses on self-empowerment and reclaiming your divine heritage. I am here for you during these times of accelerated change on our planet to offer guidance and inspiration so we all can get through this evolutionary jump that is literally written in our DNA a little bit easier. This is what I love to do, and I welcome you to join me as this is a call-in show, and you could ask any question that you want to. I do ask that you stick to one question and it with one topic, so we have so we could get to as many callers as possible. And the number you can call is 1-800-930-2819. Again, that's 1-800-930-2819. And before we go to the phones, I want to talk a little bit about, I'd like to give the energy tip for the day, because that's what we're all about. We are energetic beings having a human experience, or otherwise being called spiritual beings having a human experience. And the more we get to know ourselves as energy beings, electromagnetic photo, meaning light beings, the more we can have an easier life. And I say it so many times over and over again. And I emphasize that not because I don't have anything else to say, because believe me, I have lots of things to say. It's that when I can't drive that home enough, because so many times people from my private sessions from around the world down to the one-on-one sessions, down to classes that I do, when people are saying to me, why am I not getting that job, that relationship? Why am I, why does it seem like I'm stuck? I keep on spinning my wheels. And the solution is always an energetic one. There's an energetic solution to every quote I'm doing, quote problem, in that energy. That solution is right within our energy field. And so I have the ability with this sight that I was born with to be able to see blocks, and to be able to also see where, I think of it as I can see a block, but I also see a way to untwist the block. So truly, as every single scripture and every single religion that says the answers are truly within, they truly are within, and the answers are always have an energetic component to it. So the more we recognize and work with ourselves as energetic beings, the more we feel like we're empowered, the more we are able to create a stronger electromagnetic pull. And what do we pull in? Think like attracts like. So when we're not aware that we're energetic beings having a human experience, this works anyway. So we, regardless whether we are into this or not, whether we believe it or not, we are still energetic beings having a human experience. They're spiritual beings. Science has already proven that years and years ago. So the more conscious we are of it, the more we can start co-creating the life that we dream of. And this year in particular is so important. My guides, which I call the council, have been guiding me since I can remember, and they said this year is 208 is all about taking action and being really proactive. And we all can take action in different ways, and this is where, and sometimes people think they're taking action, but if we really look at it, their action can be they could take a little bit stronger action. There's action in our head and then action in our body. So the place where we start is an idea, and so that starts in our head, but where we're really being called to is put the metal to the pedal, to have those hopes, dreams, and desires, pull them out of the realms of the, think of them in the energetic atmospheres of the mental body. So think of it as almost like a cartoon with the idea, a bubble in your head, and over your head. And so to have them come into fruition, they have to follow a line, a tube. And so the stronger you have the energy field, the stronger you could have those hopes, dreams, and desires come into fruition. And that comes in with the energy. And so we could think of it as pulling them down, pulling those ideas, having them go down a path, and that path is an energy meridian. A lot of times we could be familiar with the words meridian with a new moon. I mean new moon, I just flipped ahead, with acupuncture. And with acupuncture, they talk about meridians, and they will put needles along meridians that they feel is blocked. And when the needle, what the needles do is they open them up. So think of when we clear out our meridians, when we clear our energy field, it's like getting an acupuncture session in our energy field. And speaking, going over to my mind jump of the new moon, right now is new moon time. So new moon is all about new beginnings, planting seeds. And so think of, again, as we get to know ourselves as energetic beings, the front part of us, call that our front fibers, our field of dreams. Think of the movie Field of Dreams, right? And this is where we put our hopes, dreams, and desires. This is also where we put our worst nightmares, our thoughts of how, but if I don't get that job or that thing, that proposal doesn't fall through, or it falls through, or the guy doesn't call me back, or any of those things too. We also put our worries out there too. So the more we are conscious about what the more we weed our garden, weed our thoughts, and again, that goes into having a really good energy practice, the more we are we're able to consciously have things manifest. So during the time of newness, new moons, it's really helping you get grounded. And the more grounded we are, the more we can manifest things in our life. And so working with the energies of the new moon, it's a wonderful time to take inventory. Think of what have you been putting out. And do this daily. At night before you go to bed, think about your day. Have you put out a lot of thoughts of loving thoughts, of expansion thoughts, or have you had one of those days that were kind of contracted thoughts and it was a lot of fear thoughts or angry things and people are irritating you or irritating situations. Either way, if it was one of those days that were really you were a flow day, then think that day and take that in, drink that in to every single cell of your body, because what you're doing is you're aligning and you're attuning your body to that frequency. And let's say you had one of those days that were not that great. It was a lot of frequency. It was of static. It was a lot of static energy there. Then you can work with your energy field, and I call a stop, drop, and roll. So you're thinking about the day. Also think of yourself putting a huge cancel stamp on it. So you're canceling the order. You're literally changing the frequency of it. You're pulling back your power in from that day, and you're being able to not leak your energy to this. And this, we're literally pulling back our power. So you're realigning. Think of forever. I was raised Catholic. They had morning and evening prayers, or actually every kind of religion has some sort of morning and evening tuning into yourself. And all of this was about, and if you look at it energetically, it's all about an energy practice. And so in the evening is reflection time. So it's time to reflect the seeds that you're planting, working with the ideas that you put out throughout the day. And if you didn't like the energy that you put out through the day, then change it. Put a cancel mark in there and replace it with love. And by doing that, you literally change the order that you put out to the universe. Think of the universe is a short order cook that's standing in front of you. And so if you want a filet mignon and you're putting in out the energy of static and you get a hamburger and you're mad you got a hamburger, you want that filet mignon and you think the neighbor had the filet mignon and you got the wrong order, you ordered it. Your energy field does the orders. Nobody else does the ordering for you. So again, the more we recognize that we have the energy solutions within ourselves, we have the working with the energies of the new moon, this is a wonderful time to go back to those hopes, dreams, and desires. This is about the year, again, to take pro-action, be proactive, and think miraculously, because we are from the lineage of miracle workers. Think of that, to hold that belief system that we're spiritual beings, again, having a human experience. And then the more we think that, the more it also creates an energy frequency all around us. I call it simply the 100-watt light bulb going to that 1,000-watt light bulb. I call it the elevator 3 going to elevator 4. All of these are simple terms, but they're really profound terms. This is the year where it's going to be very obvious in our lives. Are we living the spiritual life that is promised to us, or are we forgetting who we are? And again, this is not a judgment. This is a total, we've got the keys within you. So if you're not living a flow like you like to, then we look back, tune you up, re-strengthen that energy field, put out a new order, and then you'll see how fast you have a totally different life, a totally empowered life, the life of a master. And so this is a new moon. This is new season. May you all plant the fibers in front of you with empowered dreams, desires, and hopes. And speaking of dreams, desires, and hopes, I do readings, private readings, and I do classes. Again, a lot of teleclasses. We just started an intuitive circle today, for a matter of fact. We have another group of it going tonight from 8 o'clock to 9:30 Eastern Standard Time. And it's wonderful because it's people being proactive. You still could join in if you want to. And so if you're interested in that, the email address is union1111@yahoo.com. And it's a weekly gathering. You have two opportunities during the day on Monday or during the evening to join in this group, an hour and a half of doing this practice, of practicing, getting tools, tips, and then also having a an energy clearing. And then, again, you have a forum of practicing with people during the week. And so it really accelerates your growth. There's no way it cannot, because it's like going to a gym or doing a diet thing. You know you're going to get weighed in every week. You know that you tend to practice more and stay in alignment more. And this is not about me or my co-teacher, Rebecca, to having any big magnifying glass things over you or judgment, or we're not checking to see who's doing what, who's naughty or nice. This is all about offering support for you. And I'm telling you what worked for me, what didn't work for me, what can accelerate your growth. And all of this is for about empowerment. It's all about helping, because I've heard you guys individually. I've heard you energetically. And as we go to the break, we're going to go to the phone lines and we're going to hear you physically. So welcome to the Carrie O'Connor Show. May your Monday be wonderful.
People want three things when they build and plan for retirement: the most amount of money for the longest amount of time with the least amount of risk. Now, I'm sure you currently have a 401k or an IRA of some kind. However, there are five things that can wipe out your current retirement plan, like disability, market loss, taxes, litigation, and premature death. Call today to find out how our retirement plan is protected from these five financial storms. And remember, retirement planning should come with a peace of mind, not uncertainty. So call 888-252-3083 or visit debtfreemca.com.
A smooth journey, a creamy encounter. A spoonful of Greek God's Greek yogurt and Pavotoy's crema takes you through an experience of mythical intensity. Greek God's Greek yogurt, so natural, creamy and smooth, with five live and active cultures, including probiotics. Greek God's Pavotoy ice crema, a gourmet ice cream similar to the ice cream you find in Greece. Find your own Greek Gods at your local grocery store. Visit the Greek Gods at GreekGodsYogurt.com and experience the myth.
Are you feeling presentation challenged? Are you scared, nervous, or anxious in front of a group? Learn how to present magically. The Empowerment Partnership offers the Presenting Magically seminar in Seattle, May 16th through the 18th. Gain rapport with groups of any size. Manage the energy around you. Increase your charisma and magnetism. Call for your $95 spring special at 800-800-MIND. Visit NLP.com. The Presenting Magically seminar from the Empowerment Partnership at NLP.com.
Are you taking too many oral pain pills and concerned about side effects? Are you having trouble getting to sleep because of the pain? I'm Lou Paradise. I had the same problems you have, cured my pain, eliminated pain pills and their side effects by developing Toprasin Pain Relief and Healing Cream. Toprasin relieves pain without side effects. It doesn't burn, it doesn't smell, and it doesn't stain. But don't just take my word for it. Doctors, pharmacists, and pain specialists are using and recommending Toprasin and ending the suffering for thousands of people just like you. We know you hurt. We want to help. We are so sure that Toprasin will work for you, we offer a money-back guarantee. So if you want pain relief without side effects, just ask for Toprasin. Toprasin is now available at Fred Meyer, Natural Food, and other fine stores. Go to Toprasin.com for a store near you or call 1-800-959-1007. Toprasin.com or 1-800-959-1007. Toprasin, the last pain medicine you'll ever need, and you can sleep on that.
Reprogram your mind to be thin and your body to be free. Are you tired of being overweight? Do you feel like a failure because you can't lose weight? Join Alfonso DeRose, performance coach and master NLP trainer, in Seattle on May 31st. Alfonso teaches a revolutionary new method that will eradicate your overweight issues in the depths of your mind. Go to TakeYourRisk.com for two free tickets, a value of $698. Visit TakeYourRisk.com.
Like what you hear? Be sure and support the sponsors who support your favorite programs on Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Carrie O'Connor Show. Carrie O'Connor is a guest talk show. Hey, Benny, why don't we go to the phone line?
Absolutely, and you are the guest show host, I think,
for the Dr.
Pat Basile show, correct.
That's
and of
right.
course, yeah, and you're heard on Mondays at 11 o'clock Pacific Standard Time over here in Seattle, Washington. And we're going to start the day off. We're going to have Lily calling in from Kent, Washington. She wants to know if she's moving in the right direction. So, Lily, hello.
Hello.
Hi, Lily. How are you?
Fine. I think your open presentation addressed some of the things that I was thinking, but it's like I'm trying to figure out what blockages are preventing me from being successful. I feel I'm in the wilderness. I keep going around in circles and ending up in the same place. I may not be, but I feel that way.
Okay, I heard blockages, and you're very hard to hear. I heard blockages professionally.
Yeah, blockages, yes. Blockages are preventing me from being successful.
Being successful. Gotcha.
Yeah,
okay. It's beautiful, even though it was hard for me to hear you, it doesn't matter because energetically I can see your energy. So you didn't have to say any words and I would be saying exactly what I'm saying right now. When I'm looking into your third chakra on the right side, so the right side is the male side, it's the energy and it's related to father lineage. And so that means lineage is, what the dads thought as far as how they held energy as far as job-wise, career-wise, money-wise. What was their thoughts? Did they think that they had they were entitled to their wildest dreams, or did they feel like you had to struggle and put your time in to go ahead? Think of the lineage, what the messages that we have received from our parents, and it's in an informative way because those messages profoundly affect us. We chose that family for a reason in this incarnation, and sometimes people think, I don't know why, but just think of we absolutely chose that family to get those messages. And so when I'm looking at the third chakra is all about self-esteem, self-worth, seat of the subconscious. And what I'm looking on that right side, part of it looks pregnant, right? So think of 7 to 9 months pregnant and having trouble delivering the baby, right? So just like I was saying before, that we have an energy of an idea and it absolutely follows pathways. And so does that mean throw up your hands and just say, oh my gosh, forget it? Absolutely not. This means knowledge is empowerment. And so having you take your right hand and physically even working, making infinity eight sideways eights on your abdomen is that you're breaking up the energy. You're moving it over to that left side. The left side is our receiving side of our energy field. That's receiving and energy, opportunities, money, all of it taken. Think of receiving. So we always need to be in balance of giving and receiving. So when we're not manifesting, then that's a clue that we're off balance. And so what is the key? The key is to put ourselves back in balance. And so first of all, I want to say I offer free energy exercises for anybody out there listening. You write email at 1111 union 1111 yahoo.com and ask for the free energy exercises or my website carrieoconnor.com. And again, you could sign on to the free newsletter and you could see all the upcoming events. And if you have done that before, and if you are doing an energy routine, I'm encouraging you to boost it up, Lily. So have you got yourself in a good routine as far as energetically aligning yourself daily?
Meaning like what, exercise or those type of things? Or?
Yes, like aligning, like when you brush your teeth, it's like as important as when we brush our teeth to even simply like put a bubble of light around you. And then even with your energy, because you're sensitive and this is where like think of it as you're symbolically growing legs that are stronger. So think of part of your legs want to show me symbolically like toothpicks, right? And that you're pregnant with ideas and hopes and dreams, but your legs can't support this idea. That is the illusion. That's keeping you from manifesting, right? That's keeping you blocked. And so this is when you want to, again, do physical stuff, bring your energy, your hands have an electromagnetic component. You putting your hands on your abdomen is helping you shift the energy, moving it down. You taking your hands on the sides of your legs is help moving it down. And especially when you're directing the energy, saying, I am moving and releasing from any blocks in any direction of space space of time that is blocking me from achieving my dreams in any direction of the space of time. And I am releasing from anything negative, traumatic, and fear-filled in any direction of space of time. So that means past, that means since you're little, that means past life. If you don't believe in past life, it just means that our energy field is a database that takes in information that stores everything. So this is where you're being very proactive and you're releasing from any residual energy. And what that will do, Lily, is bring the energy back into you and be able to give you that extra oomph. Because right when I said that, right there, your energy just opened up. You have legs walking now. Your energy is moving down. Really get into the center of the earth. I'm also seeing the numbers 888. So watch that. And the men are giving you that number as a confirmation is that they're there around you to support you. So really, you're going to see that number a lot and also really work on getting the energy into the physical. And this is perfect because it goes back to the new moon as far as working physically. When we work with the moons, it's about making it grounded. It makes us like really write a list of your hopes, dreams, and desires. And that is being proactive. It's putting more energy into it. So we can have, again, ideas. And sometimes people have it in the idea thing and it stays in their mental body where we want to take the action part. By writing it out, that's doing action. Voicing it is doing action, and then putting it into action. So anything that you can do to connect the dots, make the bridge strong, it's huge because it goes back into your root chakra and actually goes into your making your 2 to 3 year old little girl feel safe. And so as soon as she does, it's like you're rebirthing yourself, literally, especially now through August. Okay.
Okay.
I couldn't hear you if you said anything more.
Oh. Okay. Do you hear me?
Benny,
she's there. She didn't say anything after you finished talking. Lily, are you still with me? Or?
Yes.
Okay.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay. So you want to keep it up. Really put yourself in an energetic boot camp, Lily, from now till August, and it will really help release those blocks. You had a big release today. We helped you release. There was like the energy of the pregnancy is out. So the block is gone, right? And so now you want to keep the energy flowing. So by keeping it flowing is by realigning yourself. And again, realigning yourself, anything that you could do to have you connect to that earth energy. So visualize yourself going down to the center of the earth and really write out what your dreams are and desires are. Go back to thinking about what in the family lineage. A simple thing. My grandmother used to say, someday my ship will come in. And that was my dad's mom, and that was her message. Someday my ship will come in. So that subtle message is that everything is outside of you, and you have to wait for it to come in. So if I were to listen to that message and didn't go after things myself, so go put myself out there and apply for a job or have a dream and just roll up my sleeves and say, this is what I want to achieve and this is what I'm going to do. If I waited for that ship, I would still be waiting for the ship, and I would be frustrated, and I could be energetically looking pregnant, right? And so, but I didn't. I learned to be able to go after things and say, all right, if I want that ship, I'm going to have to go meet that ship halfway. So that's what you're doing. You're meeting the ship halfway, and especially putting yourself in like a symbolic, energetic boot camp is going to get you there, especially feeling like you have arrived in August, since now to August. Really getting yourself in there. You're going to really notice a big difference. The way you perceive life is going to be different. All righty?
Okay, and I will. And what's the website again? You said Union 11.
It's Carrie O'Connor. CarrieO'Connor.com, and there's a link to it. If you go to Dr. Pat's site, there's also a link to that you could get to it, okay?
Okay, but thank you for your time.
All right, you're welcome.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, that leads to, excuse me, my voice is cracking there a little bit. I don't know what's going on here. I'm going through one of those little spurts. So what do you think, Carrie? You got any reading for me?
There's a little frog pregnancy in your throat.
I guess. I don't know. I guess I'm just kind of squeaking today. It's just kind of odd. Never really had that issue. Okay. So let's go off to the phone lines again. We have Mona calling in from London in the UK. She's overwhelmed at the moment. She needs a little guidance. And I also want to put out something real fast. Mona, if you run into Eric Ryder, because he's around there in London as well. He's one of our producers. He's on vacation. Tell him hello for us. Mona.
Okay, I will.
You got that, right?
Thanks a lot for taking my call.
You're welcome, Mona. So how can I help you today?
I think I have made quite a few quite fundamental changes in the last year.
Yep.
And I think I'm totally getting ready for a new deck of cards. But, I think I'm still having fears around my femininity, and I'm kind of, you know, I'm equating that with vulnerability, and it really blocks me working as an artist.
Yes, yeah, I was just going to say, you know, when your whole back of your body, your first, second, and third chakra is, it's just, I want to rock it. So when it's like, I want to, like, take the energy and even visualize yourself, like, rocking. Like, think of it as symbolically being in this, like, it's almost like a hammock, and it's a beautiful hammock that is has sound, energy. Use your artist mind, Mona, with this hammock, and that you're laying in this, and that you are absolutely supportive from head to toe, and especially if this is going down to your cellular DNA. And so when I'm putting you in this, especially your second chakra, and that has to go with the past, and that's on the left side, it's like that's where I'm seeing the tightness that you're feeling, right? And so think of, as soon as I had your energy rocking, it, your whole body went, ah. And so that's the sound of the heart. So even doing spinning, Mona, as far as helicopter spins, that's a very Tao thing, as far as doing groups of three of physically spinning your body, that would be really good. That would be like a rocking thing for you, right? And also, you've done a lot of things. You haven't just done one thing. I'm seeing you've done many, many things as far as change. So think of, first of all, give yourself a break, because I'm seeing a father coming in and patting you on the shoulder, like congratulate yourself, because you are a family for generation of pattern bridger. You have done a lot. You've pulled yourself up by your bootstraps, and I'm seeing at 18 months. We're going to come back to your call, Mona, because I hear the music. So we'll come back and finish up the call there.
Are you suffering from chronic pain and fatigue? Are you tired of taking medications? There are solutions that are completely natural and effective. The key is to identify the root of the problem and allow your body, mind, and spirit to do the healing. At Holistic Medical Center, Dr. Darvish and her staff do just that. Treat you as an individual, find the root cause of your symptoms, and stimulate your innate healing. Call Holistic Medical Center at 425-451-0404 or visit drdarvish.com. That's drdarvish.com.
Having a great memory and keeping it is on the minds of millions of people, including me. Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, and I've just discovered a real breakthrough in the field of memory improvement, the online school of phenomenal memory. I was amazed to know that there is a 100% success rate to get real phenomenal memory and memorize entire books, guaranteed, or your money back. Go to pmemory.net, download the free ebook, and register now to receive $75 off this online course. Don't forget, pmemory.net.
Susan Kovalik, international speaker and author from the Center for Effective Learning, has created a character education program designed for teachers and parents. The Lifelong Guidelines and Life Skills provide the language and tools to guide children and teens into becoming caring and responsible citizens. To learn more about this dynamic and life-changing program, call 253-815-8800 or visit thecenterforlearning.com. That's the center, the number four, learning.com.
Do you feel stuck with anxiety or depression? Imagine having the momentum and the tools to create emotional freedom. Dr. Schaub's Breakthrough and Empowerment Program helps you to release deeply rooted emotions from your subconscious and cellular memory, thus allowing you to access your true potential. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND or visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
Energy medicine is the new frontier of medicine, and the Institute of Healing Arts and Sciences, a pioneer in the field, has been teaching energy medicine for over 15 years. Hospitals nationwide host their students as interns. Research at the Institute is proving energy medicine to be effective for challenging and chronic health conditions. Visit instituteofhealing.com or call 866-303-HEAL. That's instituteofhealing.com.
Notice anything different? You should. There's no other station like Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
we on, Benny?
Yeah, we're live.
All right. Welcome back to the Carrie O'Connor Show, and I am Carrie O'Connor. The phone number is 1-800-930-2819. Again, that's 1-800-930-2819. And I just want to finish off as far as with Mona. We had international crossed wires there. So what, Mona, part of your guides, and this is a, think of the spinning thing, what I was saying, that that's an ancient Tao thing. And so literally having your arms out like children, they love to spin, they love to swing. Having your arms out, and again, making sure the area is clear so you're not going to, you know, trip on something, and spin, like doing it, like start with three. So you, even if you spin slowly, what you're doing is think of unraveling cellular post-traumatic stress that's literally in your physical, mental, emotional, spiritual bodies. So help. So spinning that also allows that little 18-month-old girl to feel safe again, and you're having, you're releasing, and it's allowing that cellular releasing because you absolutely are releasing some cellular post-traumatic stress that's going to allow you to feel free at last, just like you were saying, that there's a part within discovering some pretty horrific news, that you, there's also a freedom within that. So think of that. This is working with even the energies of the 208 of being proactive. And so what you're doing is having confirmation of, yes, there was abuse going on, but that now you're taking that and turning it around, where a lot of times people have it where it's they tuck it back in their energy, like their subconscious, and so they don't want to go out forward, so they don't manifest as far as a job or a career, because there's a part of them that can feel vulnerable if they go out to the world. So having this knowledge is total empowerment that's going to allow you to go forward and literally have that energy get released. Think of it as having it go through, get it transmuted, and again, working with the new moon will be beautiful, because that's the moon's energy of the divine feminine, and really be able to reparent, rebirth that child as totally beautiful, crystalline, beautiful energy, and that's going to be able to help you as far as in the future. So that's going to Mona in the UK, and that's for any of us that have had trauma in the past that we know about, physical, mental, spiritual, sexual abuse. We can absolutely proactively work with that energy and not have to go through the long trauma of having to experience the abuse over and over again. We can absolutely pull it forward, and it's not about suppression. It's about being able to work with this energy that's coming down, because that's what the energy high frequency allows us to have. It's like modern day soul retrieval is what the guides are calling it. So, Benny, should I give the number out again?
Yes, you certainly can. And you know what? I'd like to actually also remind people, if you want to reach her at her website, that's carrieoconnor.com, K-E-R-R-I-E-O-Connor with another O.com. All the information's there, and a personal email as well, union1111@yahoo.com. And the phone number is 1-800-930-2819. I'm standing by waiting for your calls. Phone lines are open.
Very good. Yeah. Very good. And thank you, Benny, because you have such a nice voice. And actually, it's
only when it doesn't. It's only when it doesn't squeak.
No, but you know, it's kind of fascinating that you you said that never happens to you, and that
ever.
But you know, it was interesting. We were talking about the Infinity Eights and my going to Tahiti,
uh-huh.
And then and I saw your energy flip like sideways about the eights. And so think about, we're all releasing stuff, and so
I know.
Of that. And so it's wonderful, because that think of the throat chakra is all about the head and the heart, and the mm-hmm. heart's desires and the head's desires. And sometimes we could get stuck in our head, and sometimes we could get stuck in the heart. So think about that was that Infinity Eight, even talking about it, and even your like you directed your energy, may you have all the Infinity Eights possible. That's a strong demanding for your energy.
So I'm gonna grab the phones.
All
okay,
right.
Thank you.
All right, so this is a wonderful day in Connecticut. It's sunny, and the spring is coming, and so it's a wonderful new beginning. New spring has sprung. I can't believe it's May. I was gonna say April is a wonderful weather, but there's no there wasn't a lot of April showers, and now May flowers are coming amazingly. And a heads up for the newsletter. This is not even on the news website, we are planning a very surprise trip to Tahiti. So anyone that's familiar with the energies of August 8 of 2008, it is very significant. Think of the 888 energies. A lot of people are doing events around the world because of the energies of when two or more gather. It's a profound effect. But also August 8th, there's portals. And think of the number 8. It's all about balance. And this is what we're talking about of 208, of being really proactive, of really getting physical, of really taking down this energy into our physical body. And so very synchronistically, very quickly, actually, over a weekend, think about putting the intention out. There's Tahiti came up as far as the guides and councils talked about working with the energy field there, and actually it connects the ley lines to the United States. And so there's going to be a gathering in Tahiti, and we're going to be Maureen Moss of World Pooja is going to be a guest speaker. So look at the website for information with that. It's very exciting. We're glad to be able to bring that with you. So people, get your things ready and go to Tahiti. Join us. The trips will be going from July 31st to August. August 11th. But everyone could do different times if they care to. So that's all information that will be going on the website this week. Exciting stuff happening. And that's talk about being proactive. It's where when spirit speaks and guidance says, go to Tahiti, and your voice wants to say, oh, I can't possibly do that, then all of a sudden it's just don't resist, just go with it, and everything works itself out. And we also have some teleclasses that are coming up on Thursday, May 23rd. It's a free teleclass. David and I are going to be getting into that second chakra again about relationships. Before the last two free teleclasses we've had were all about money sense and people with making sense of the money and people's generational patterns about money. And now we're going to cover relationships and relationships of all sorts, the divine partnership that everyone's looking for, and also how that divine partnership is within you. And as you hold that energy, then you're able to magnetically bring in that divine couple relationship. Because, again, this year is all about having those things come into fruition, because we've planted a lot of seeds, and especially last year was all about divine partnership year, and that was to become, but welcome us to become the partner within ourselves, and that allows that energy to welcome in, come into fruition. I see a lot of partnerships coming in, and especially from now to August. It's amazing. It's wonderful to watch. And these are high frequency ancient relationships that are coming up and reconnecting with each other. Benny?
Yep, I'm here. Sorry. Whew. Boy, those phone lines are just coming in like hotcakes. I just tell you, I've got a lot to do around here. Sue is waiting for us. Sue, welcome to the show.
Hello, Benny. Hi, Carrie.
Hi, how are you?
I'm well. How are you?
I'm very good. How can I help you today?
Well, I just want you to go through and check my energy. I'm an open door. And also, I've got a self-published, self-created, trademarked journal called I'm Thankful coming out.
Wonderful.
See if you had any...
You know what's interesting? The first thing I'm going to go into, Sue, is that I went over to your right side. So that's, the male energy. And also, when I look at it, it's the energy we put out to the world. And so the first thing I saw over to the, I'm going out 4.5 to 6.5 feet on that right side. That's that goes into the emotional body and the mental body. I saw, think of the ball that has a little bit of static. So think about as you fine-tuning your publishing that you're doing, really get into, think about it's making its way into your physical body, another route, because I already see pathways. So what does that mean? That means that we put ideas in ourself and out of ourself all the time. And the more pathways, the more we have a higher frequency about our dreams and desires. And so the higher the frequency, the more it comes, the more success we have, okay? So think of that. Right now, this is like the fine-tuning part. And I keep on seeing, because this book is your baby, is what I'm seeing. And actually, I just smell a strong cigarettes. Who's the male that smoked around you?
No male.
But don't say no, because we want to take them in, right? And if we're not smelling overwhelming cigarettes, it's just like, and that's filling the whole room. There is somebody that's absolutely connected to you, and it could be a great-grandfather that we've not met or whatever, because that we want to, you know, when they make the appearance to come in, we want to welcome them in, because, you know, he comes in here with light, and also expend the wind. He's, think of the smoke as to get your attention, and it may be not, you could have not had to get his attention, and sometimes they will borrow cigarettes, and all of a sudden you'll smell cigarettes, and there's nobody smoking around, and that will get your attention, because cigarettes tend to smell, okay? The biggest thing is he's here to help you, again, with the book and with the publication, and again, getting down to the nitty-gritty details. And so call in on his energy. He's also giving you the number 444, and so that's in it also related to birthday, as far as April birthday anniversary, when somebody crosses over. So you'll be seeing a lot of 444s, and that's all about the success of the book, so very good for you.
Fantastic.
Very good, so...
Do you see any biological stuff? Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Mail it and thank you. Do you
Quick?
Do you see anything with my biological mom?
Hang on, Sue, just 1 second. Sue, hang on just 1 second. I'm going to put you on hold. We'll get to you at the break. And, of course, you're listening to the Carrie O'Connor Show. If you want to get connected with her, 1-800-930-2819 or reach us at the Carrie O'Connor Show. Actually, pardon me, carrieoconnor.com. No show, but we'll be right back. Find out how you can turn any obstacle to boost your life to the next level. Discover how you can overcome your fear with faith and courage to create amazing results. These strategies are taught by Julie Thong, a Cambodian genocide survivor. Julie is an inspirational speaker, entrepreneur, and author of Kantaya, My Courageous Quest for Love and Freedom, and The Power of Fear, Face Everything and Rejoice. Call 888-842-2008. Or visit juliethong.com.
Is one of your loved ones in crisis, or would you like to empower your family to prevent a crisis from occurring? Crisis Intervention Coaching has a goal to empower every family to overcome any challenge with education, strategy development, and ongoing support. Take the first step to create workable solutions and empower your family today. Visit crisisinterventioncoaching.com or call the 24-hour hotline at 888-592-8400.
From a place of special energy, the Sedona tools are specially crafted to work with the disruptive emotional energies of traumatic experience. You can release and resolve the past, move gracefully through the present, and attract the future you wish with power that's already yours, your intent, and creative visualization. Now work with the right tools. Visit thesedonatools.com.
Louise Hay has shown millions of people how to heal their lives. You can be next. Now, Louise's inspirational life story is captured in the new You Can Heal Your Life, the movie. This loving portrait of Louise and the impact of her life work features guest appearances by Wayne Dyer, Cheryl Richardson, Doreen Virtue, and more. See the movie that's changing lives, now available on DVD. To watch a free preview, visit www.youcanhealyourlifemovie.com.
Are you the owner or manager of a struggling small business? Do you feel alone in your battles? The Small Biz Sherpa can help. Do you want to increase sales or decrease costs? Do you wish your employees were more motivated or cared as much as you do about the bottom line? Call the Small Biz Sherpa. Learn how you can change your company's fortunes by involving and engaging your staff. Create bonus and incentive programs that pay your people more while improving your bottom line. The Small Biz Sherpa has done it himself, and now he'll show you how to do it too. Visit smallbizsherpa.com or call 206-505-9752. That's smallbizsherpa.com. smallbizsherpa.com.
Be sure and sign up for the Dr. Pat Show newsletter so you can find out about the latest guests, events, promotions, and giveaways. Visit the drpatshow.com and register now.
You're listening to the refreshingly different Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Carrie O'Connor Show, and I am Carrie O'Connor, here for you for the till the top of the hour, giving you readings and my insights and guidance at this time of change, and as we talk about the new moon, working with that wonderful energy, and also remembering to thank Mother Earth, our Mother Earth there. So the number is 1-800-930-2819. And Benny, why don't we go to those phone lines?
All right. And again, we also want to give out your website. That's KerryO'Connor.com, KerryO'Connor.com. There's no show. I lied earlier. Okay, Melissa from Houston, Texas is on the line. She wants to know if she's on the right track. She's just entering school, so let's check in with her.
All right.
Melissa, you there?
Hi. Yes, hi there.
Hi.
Hi, Melissa.
Hi, Carrie.
Hi. So what's going on, honey? You're going to school?
I'm starting back to school. I've just taken a couple of semesters off.
Okay.
And, I'm in a master's program, and, it's extremely stressful.
Mm-hmm.
I'm an older student, and,
mm-hmm.
so...
Mm-hmm. How come your mom's mom, your maternal grandmother's in spirit, correct? Your mom's mom is in spirit, correct?
Yes, she is.
Okay, all right, because she comes in first. She also is talking about, it's actually really funny because before you even said that you were older student, she was talking, are you in your 40s?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. All right, because she kept on saying, before, I could barely hear you because she kept on saying, in her 40s. And so she was being light about it, and in the way of, she also wants to recognize Mary, Margaret, and the M's, like Mary, Margaret, Martha, those kind of names. And she also is giving you the number 333 and wants to recognize as far as March, as birthday, anniversary, when somebody crosses over. And don't be surprised when you're bombarded with that, because it's like she's recognizing, like wants you to know how much she's in and around you. And also there's pride with it, because she again brings in lightness, and there's a part where pride is because you're breaking generational patterns, where especially on that left side where she's showing me where she when I see like a cross on somebody's back, it's like a hard cross to bear, right? And so there's a part where things that, like, people weren't born in, your family wasn't born like a princess on the peapods, right? And so there's
right.
a part that there was struggle within that family, and so she recognizes that she struggles too, and she I have a cross to bear, and so we just have to kind of pull ourselves together and just do it, that kind of energy, right? And also, you guys are very empathic, so you pick up on, you are extremely empathic yourself, and you pick up on other people's energies, other people's feelings, and so it's here you are in feeling like a fish out of water, right? But making sure when you're empathic that you surround yourself with energy, and also where the grandmother's saying is having a field of dreams, so going for it. So when you're feeling doubt, really get into, because what I'm seeing, the doubt head is I'm tired and I didn't sleep very well head, right? When you're really, I actually have more vitamin D3 is what she's given you, because your D3 and calcium isn't down to your bones. You could really use some tweaking up, even as far as going to a naturopath would be really good, because I'm seeing a shot in the arm down to the bones, and that will really help you. And she's concerned with bones because she had bone concerns, and I'm not talking about bone cancer. I'm talking about support, skeletal support, and especially because you're empathic. It will make you feel, when I started taking D3, it was like I couldn't believe it's not only about bone and support, it's about endocrine system. It was, and so she's tweaking you up. When I see them doing that, it's like helping you, tweaking you up, giving you the extra extra support there, because she's showing me, as far as I'm hearing, you're right over the bridge. And so when you look back, meaning that when you graduate, this is going to seem like it's very far away, like school was a long time ago, and that you really came around full circle. It's much bigger than just going to school. You're opening up generational patterns, you're clearing the bridge, you're healing this them, and also going to the part, Melissa, of you can't do anything right or wrong, right? And so you're doing this, and you're doing being passionate about it, and so hold that and get the right or wrong out of this. When and even if it, you entertain of, I can't handle and do this anymore, right? Think of it, they're just sitting there saying, you already graduated by going there and going to school. Do you realize? So taking in that energy, do you know what I mean? So,
okay.
So that you already opened the door. You already did the healing, because they don't do right or wrong. They don't do, they do to follow your passion until you don't have that passion anymore, then do something else, right? And so they don't, especially when we come from a pattern of having to have suffered and just put up with it, made your bed, lying, all that kind of stuff. So this is all about you coming full circle and, again, being passionate about what you do and giving yourself that freedom. And Cindy, again, she's going to bombard you with the threes, 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 and she's at, and actually giving you sugar and spice and everything nice. And then I keep on hearing bridge over troubled waters. And so that's really making sure you clear out your emotional body, because the whole left side is taking on a lot of other people's energy. And so you'll feel a lot lighter in your step and a lot brighter in your step. And so, and it's like a small little bridge. It's almost like a bridge that you have in a garden for decorating thing. And that's how, like, you're right in front of this bridge. And so sometimes it can seem like, oh my God, I can't get to the other side. But she's like, from their view, it's like you're two steps over to that other side.
Right.
And that's of confusion,
right.
Okay?
Okay,
you're
and I can clear out,
the other side, okay?
Clear out my emotional body with some of the exercises,
yes,
on your website.
Absolutely, absolutely. It will make you feel so much better. It's like, think of, well, I see crystal clear water where it looks like Tahiti, or like a swamp, okay? So go for Tahiti.
Great. Okay.
All right. Thank you
so much.
All right.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Have a good night. Evening, day. All of that. All around the world, aren't we now? Babe?
Exactly. Evening, night, day. It's all around the sounds.
That's right.
Cool. Well, actually, you know what, Carrie? We have open phone lines. We have a couple minutes left in this show. If you want to give us a call here at the Carrie O'Connor Show, it's 1-800-930-2819. That's 1-800-930-2819. We'll probably sneak you on for just a couple minutes.
That's right. That's right. And what I love the theme of today was a lot of people going back to what we're talking about, new beginnings, getting over any kind of fears, being able to put their energy into anything that's stopping them mentally, physically, emotionally, subconsciously. And really, it's interesting that it usually shows, and even when I do classes, can tend to have a theme. And so it's following the theme of new beginnings, that's for sure, and going for it. And also understanding and realizing that we, there's no right or wrong. Our lineage, our family members, our guides do not sit there and judge us and say, oh, Melissa, you don't go to school, you don't finish, you're awful, that's horrible. Purely by going to school, she already broke the generational pattern. So there's a total different view over on the other side. And the more we connect with that, the more we can see that, and that frees us, and it frees our mind physically, mentally, spiritually, emotionally.
All right, Carrie, I think I preloaded a caller here. This will probably be the last one for the day. We've got Jackie calling in, and she's driving around an I-90 floating bridge. For those who don't know where that is, that's in Western Washington over here on the old Lake Washington. So, Jackie, welcome to the show.
Hi, Carrie. Hi, Danny. Carrie, I'm kind of curious what you see for my career. I have a job, and I like the job, but I'm just not sure about the future.
Okay. You know, it's interesting that you're on the floating bridge when you're calling, because that's where the job looks like it's on a floating bridge, right? So think of, especially because you're empathic, and actually I'm seeing you as like the Statue of Liberty. So the ladies and the men want to come in, and actually your dad's been crossed over too, correct? Because the male comes in and calls himself father. And so if he's not father, then it's father-in-law. So he's like a father too. He also wants to recognize Hank Frank. And so think of that in when, especially when you're feeling the emotions or the job feeling like watery or not stable, and here you are empathic, the biggest thing that the guys are saying you could do is feel freedom. And also it's interesting because I'm seeing my face over your face, and even recognizing, as far as I have a background as a nurse, and so I have, and I'm not seeing that you're a nurse, Jackie, but it's like I know that I can just pull myself up by my bootstraps, go out and get a job in the middle of the night if I need to. And so by knowing that, it gives me the freedom to do what I want. And so there's something similar that they want to remind you of, that you have a background, that you can, it might not be the, just knowing that is freeing your heart. So, and the biggest thing is liking what you do. So many people don't like what they do. And so right there, it's going to help you not pick up the energy as the place is reorganizing itself. I'm not seeing it going under or anything. I'm seeing it just reorganize stuff, and also you're safe there. You're above floating. Especially the more you expand your energy, it looks like you shine out and you become like the leader of the other people. And thank you for calling. Thank you so much. Thank you. And thank you for listening to the Carrie O'Connor Show. And I'll be back next week. And actually, I'll be doing an interview with Dr. Bat tomorrow morning. So thank you, and may you align with the divine.